Yes, good morning to you all. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. We'd like to continue where I left off yesterday. Yesterday I talked some about the words that Jesus spoke to his disciples on that day before he was apprehended and betrayed by one of his own, delivered into the hands of his enemies. I'd like to speak some on the sufferings of our Lord and the wonderful story there of Jesus, the Son of God, coming down from heaven and teaching us this a way of life, expounding to us the kingdom of God, the principles of good and evil, the reasons for them, the exposing Satan and his lies, and presenting to us the truth of how we should order our lives, how we are to go through this life. And now at the end of faithfully doing that, faithfully day by day, serving and healing and blessing and teaching and answering the calls of help, or the answering to the cries of help, many a times staying up late, many a times being interrupted from sleep. People came to him by night sometimes. And all those things, our Lord exhausted and spent his life for the sake of mankind. And in the end, he is hated. Hated for preaching the way of life. Hated for serving, hated for bringing hope and healing. So it is. I would like to read a verse at this point in Acts 26, verse 23, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light unto the people and unto the Gentiles. I think we all know that who the Gentiles were. They were the people that were not God's people. They were separated from God, and very well know how that is, because I too am a Gentile and was separated from God until I met Jesus, and he offered to take my sins upon himself and to take my place on the cross as a for he took my place as the wrath of God came down upon him and spared me, so that I do not have to pay the consequences of eternal death for the sins that I have committed against God. So my heart is filled with gratitude this morning for the sufferings of Jesus Christ, in that he has, through that, offered life to many and has brought many sons into glory through his death. I have to think of Barabbas there, as he was doomed to pay for the penalty of his pay for his sins. The penalty of death was upon him, and then Jesus, an innocent one, was was chosen to die in his stead, so and then Barabbas could go free. And that is a picture of us. We are the Barabbases that have been granted life, and Jesus took our place. So, but there is a responsibility with that, as we can see that Jesus, if we can see Jesus hanging on the cross, as the saying goes there with a picture of Jesus hanging on the cross, and then the saying that goes with that, it's your move. So as we see Jesus hanging on the cross, what are we going to do with that picture? He died for us so that we could have life. So now how do we order our lives in light of that? Do we just pick up the gift of eternal life and express a heartfelt gratitude and then go and live our lives as we please? God forbid that we do that, because this sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross demands our life of service back to Him. He has given us freely of His Spirit. He has given us freely of His power. And His Word promises that if we give our lives to Him, He will give us this resurrection power. As it says here in this verse, that Christ should suffer, and that He should be the first that should rise from the dead. And it's indicating that there's going to be many others that will rise from the dead. And those are the ones that have responded to this gospel call, have looked upon Jesus suffering on the cross and have responded. And they too have experienced, those that respond to the call of Jesus Christ can also experience resurrection from the dead. That is spiritual death. We can be resurrected and we can be made whole. Our souls can be restored, can be given new hearts, and we can be given that resurrection power to live within us. And I would like to talk some about some of the sufferings that Jesus bore for us. He was apprehended. He was smitten on the cheek. He was had a crown of thorns put upon his head. He was beaten with the Roman whip. At that time, he was tied to the whipping post and beaten on the back until his back was laid open. And a crown of thorns was placed upon his head with long spikes of thorns, and then there was sticks beaten on top of that until the blood ran down over his face. He was mocked. His beard was plucked out. He was blindfolded and smitten on the face, and then asked to prophesy who smote him. He was deserted of his friends. He was mocked by a herald, placing a purple robe upon him and hailing him as king. He was then laid out. He was then led out to be crucified, and a cross was laid upon him which was too heavy for him to bear. He sank under the weight of it, being weak from all the torture and the pain and the loss of blood. And then someone else picked up the cross, and then he was led out there and laid down on the cross and was nailed fast, and was then lifted up, shamefully lifted up, naked there between heaven and earth, and hung there for many hours while a crowd looked on, some jeering, some mocking, some just there out of curiosity, amusement, but a few were there out of compassion because they believed in this man and were there weeping. And so that was quite a scene to behold that day when Jesus was lifted up and he drew many people to himself on that day. And it may have seemed to the earthly minded person that this man was indeed losing the battle. It probably seemed that way. But little did those men know that they actually had crucified the Son of God, and that he was to rise again and ascend and sit triumphantly at his Father's right hand. And thus, shaking the very foundations of hell and the grips that Satan had ever since he convinced Eve to take of that fruit in the Garden of Eden, and how that many souls have responded both before Christ and after Christ and have experienced freedom and deliverance through the power of Jesus Christ dying for us. And so I think it's good, even though the picture there is somewhat unbecoming to think upon, I think it's a lot easier for us to think about the resurrection and the joy and excitement that went with that. But I think it's good for us to reflect on the sufferings of Jesus Christ. We can especially be encouraged by that when we too must suffer for the gospel's sake. And because the life that Jesus led is an example for us, and we too must suffer as he suffered at times. But we must always bear in mind that when we're faithful to Jesus Christ, there will come a day, a glorious day, when we too can ascend up to heaven, and there we can forever be with our Lord and our Master. So I just want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for coming and showing us down here on the earth the way of life, and for going through that suffering, for not backing out in the middle of it, but for setting his face to it and going through it, and thus receiving the crown on the other side. And I want to encourage us all to press into that, into the cross of Jesus Christ, set our faces to it, and be willing to press through until we reach the other side with a crown of glory. So God bless you.